Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Sugar, and you know how we do. It's Thursday with the most exciting show on the internet. What up? It's Brown Sugar Radio, and we're just really excited today. Always excited. Every time I get on the air, I'm excited. Why? Because I don't have no reason not to be. You know what I mean? This is going to be Thrilling Thursday, right? You know, we had that discussion. When we get up in the morning, we're going to make it the best day that we possibly can. And so it's just really been important to me to focus on positivity and to just make sure that I always continually, just get up in the morning with expectations of great things happening. And so I would love for you to do the same thing and certainly always wake up with an attitude of gratitude. We have a lot of things to discuss today. A lot of different things have taken place so far. And I have so many different things, everything from Beyonce to Oprah to the Arnold Schwarzenegger scandal we're going to discuss today in this short but sweet segment. We get a lot in on Brown Sugar Radio. I want to welcome all the listeners that are joining us in the chat. Thank you for joining us. Also, those of you who are tuning in via Facebook, I'd love to say thank you so much for tuning in, taking this opportunity to join us today on Brown Sugar Radio. It has been my pleasure, certainly, to bring you some of the best guests that have appeared on Blog Talk. And we do have some more exciting guests lined up. Certainly this Tuesday, we have Corey. He is a poet, and he will be available next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be a great show. He's going to, show us what his talent is and just share a little bit how he got, started in poetry. To me, I've always looked at poetry as rhyming and rapping and, just an art of self-expression. And you can take that into a positive and just really help others to relate to you. And so that has been my take on things, as far as just really opening up and just expressing yourself for the good. And that has been something that, you always want to make sure that you reach out and you do some great things within the community. Now, I would love to talk about Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight had actually reported that she's recovering from a gambling addict. She still manages, though, to do some work in the casinos out here in Las Vegas. She is at the Tropicana, and she's recently actually played in a show for a National Train Day. This is benefiting a cause for those at the Boys and Girls Club. And she's stating that she has so much fun being able to give back to children and all the things she's learned all over the years. And she said that it's an amazing amount of talent that is out there, and it just keeps getting better and better. The R&B legend also applauds Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon on their baby names. She said they were interesting, unique. And I have to agree with her. I kind of figured it was going to be an M name, after Mariah. But the reason, she says she named her little boy Moroccan, is she said that his nickname is going to be Rock. But the meaning, she said that this name is so sentimental to her and her husband, is the Moroccan Room is what Carrie was dubbed at the top tier of her Manhattan apartment. This is the name of the room, the apartment that she lived in, as well as this happens to be the location where Nick proposed to her at. So how sweet is that? Then also, the little boy's name is going to be Scott. This is the middle name of his father, Nick Cannon, but it's also the maiden name of Nick's grandmother. So that name does have a lot of sentimental value to it. Now, as far as their daughter, Mariah's rep confirmed that Monroe was indeed named after the legendary actress Marilyn Monroe, who has long been an inspiration for Mariah. And Mariah does not have a middle name for Monroe simply because she doesn't. So she figured, hey, like mother, like daughter. All right, they both don't have a middle name. Now, on a sad note, the rapper M-Bone, many of you know him from the rap group Cali Swag District, has died. TMZ reported earlier this week that the 22-year-old rapper, whose real name was Monte Talbert, was next to his car in front of an Inglewood, California liquor store. This was about 11:32 p.m. on Sunday night when a driver had drove by, aimed at the rapper, and shot him. This was very unfortunate for M-Bone and his family. Certainly, you know, we are keeping you uplifted in prayer. The rapper Twister had wrote on Twitter, "You got the whole world doing a dance. That's what you call a legacy." Also, according to TMZ reports, the musician was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead after the shooting. And it's just really unfortunate because the group, you know, just recently got put on the map. Wasn't it last year when Teach Me How to Dougie come out? Can somebody help me with that in the chat room? When did it come out? You know? So anyway, thank you. We Love Radio. Is that how you say it? Or is it WLUV Radio? All right. Thank you so much. They say I sound great. No, I'm not on Skype. I should be, huh? But if I sound good, I'm all right. Goga 14, self-guided, welcome all of you and all of the anonymous guests. All my loyal listeners are coming back through. Self-guided, I haven't seen you in a minute. Where you been? What's happening? Yes, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you guys are, you know, just continuing to come back. And we love radio in Detroit. Okay, that's what's up in Detroit. Thank you. All of you for coming through today as we're just sitting here. This is just going to be a Brown Sugar Live show, getting it off your chest, talking about what's happening in the world today. But, yes, so rest in peace, M-Bone, because that was a very unfortunate, you know, mishap that took place. Now, some other scandal things that I want to kind of get off my chest. Who the heck knows what is going on with this Arnold Schwarzenegger scandal? Come on now. He's 63 years old. Maria Shriver's wife was 53. It turns out the other woman, who indeed he had this child out of wedlock, obviously he was married to Maria for 25 years. But listen to this. The former governor, okay, fathered a child over 10 years ago with his long-term member of the couple's household staff. What the mess is really going on? Come on now. That's a double no-no. My goodness. In the house. And work for you? You don't mix business and pleasure now. Come on. Anywho, Shriver moved out of the family's home. It was in Brentwood, California. The couple had announced their separation last week. After leaving the home, Schwarzenegger had told the Los Angeles Times on Tuesday in a statement, he says, "I understand and deserve the feelings of anger and disappointment among my friends and family. There are no excuses, and I take full responsibility for the hurt I have caused. I have apologized to Maria, my children, and my family. I am truly sorry." Can you undo that? I mean, come on, man, seriously. Can you undo that, for real? I mean, it's one thing to cheat. That destroys the trust. But then also to have a baby on top of that? You really just have disrespected your wife to the fullest. You know, to respect their privacy, the name of the female staffer was not revealed. She worked for the family over 20 years after retiring in January. See, ain't that a hot mess? Now she's going to retire after she know he getting ready to drop this bomb on him. This is ridiculous. One thing that he was wise enough to do is he did not report it while he was in office. you know, but I didn't care for him anyway, because after I found out it was reported that he wanted to break down the minimum wage to $4 an hour or $5 an hour in California, I knew he had lost his mind, okay? All them Hummers and stuff he driving, let me see him operate off of $4 an hour, especially living in California. You know that it's extremely expensive to live out there. He hadn't lost his mind. Anywho, this is just ridiculous, because on Monday, in an interview before Schwarzenegger's confession, the unidentified woman claimed that her child's father was then her husband. Oh, my Lord. So she was married to, wow. Anyway, I guess he must have gave her a gag order or something, because she hasn't came out with any more information. But this is just really a hot mess. Schwarzenegger goes on to say, I ask that the media respect my wife and children through this extremely difficult time. While I deserve your attention and criticism, my family does not. A source says that the LA Times says that Schwarzenegger has financially provided for his child throughout his life and continues to pay support. Well, duh, ain't like he had a choice on that. Shriver's rep declined to comment on the shocking statement. The former TV journalist and member of the Kennedy clan. Wow, that's prestige right there. He didn't mess with a Kennedy. Come on now. She basically just was shocked, you know, and she alluded to personal turmoil in a YouTube video back in March. So many of you probably can catch that. Maria just kind of venting on the situation. I don't know. They may have removed it by now. But as you know, transitions are not easy. I'd love to get your advice on how you handle transitions in your own life, she said. It's so stressful to not know what you're doing next. People ask you, what are you doing? And then they can't believe you don't know what you're doing. The former couple have 4 children, Catherine, 21, Christina, 19, Patrick, 17, and Christopher, 13. Now, this is the deal. This is what I thought was awesome. Maria Shriver appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And, you know, many of you know that she is doing a farewell spectacular. Oprah's getting all the top, all right, stars. This is going to be a star-stunned event. You know Oprah don't play. She does it major. But all of the top A-list celebrities will be attending. I believe it's a 4 or 5 day recording. And her last show was reported to be on May 25th, okay, is when it's going to air. I'll double-check those dates for you. But that's when it was supposedly Oprah's last show. You know, she's doing her big thing here. No one can replace Oprah. I don't understand. I mean, Michael Jackson's gone. Now Oprah's gone off the air. What is this world coming to? It's like an end of a new era. It's like the end of an era coming. I'm just so upset over this because I love Oprah and I love Michael Jackson, and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Oprah's going to be gone after 20 years. I can't even imagine cutting the TV on and not seeing her. Oprah has been one of my role models, and I certainly look up to her as far as being one of the most influential women of color in the world. But on that note, Maria Shriver had appeared on Oprah's show in Chicago on Tuesday night, her first public appearance since the Schwarzenegger scandal, when he admitted to being the father with a former staffer. The words that shook me when Maria spoke, she tells Oprah, "You have given me love, support, wisdom, and most of all, the truth." If that wasn't a jab at Arnold, I don't know what was. "And I know I'm not alone in receiving those gifts from you." She said that in front of a packed house at the United Center in Chicago. I'm wondering how they're recording all this, and they got the playoffs and stuff going on. That's got to be tough. They got to get all those people in there and then get them all out, clean up, and get ready for the Heat in the Chicago game, huh? Boy, I tell you, nobody but Oprah can pack a house like that. She probably have folks lined up all outside of the stadium for hours. No, probably days on Oprah. Anyway, on Monday, Shriver was spotted dining with Oprah, Stedman, and Gayle King at Chicago's RL Restaurant, is what People Magazine has reported. So we're going to certainly keep her uplifted in prayer. What a sad situation, you know. It's just really, really unfortunate that people have to go through such tragedy, you know. Let's see here. I'm trying to read these. Yes, he did mess up big time. I'm reading my comments in my chat. And that chick was fugly. Self-guided, you seen her? I didn't see that. From what I was told, that they kept her on the wraps. They didn't want to release her name and all this. We all seen her. Where'd you see? Can someone put a link in the chat room? She's a big Mexican woman. Really? Oh, wow. Oh, no. See, now y'all dead wrong. Someone in the chat room called him the Sperminator now. See, y'all is a hot mess. Funny. Wow, and she is a sports fan, too. Yes, I'm a sports. Oh, okay. We Love Radio. You must be a new listener because you can ask anybody. I am a diehard basketball fan. Yes, I love sports. Absolutely. Yeah, self-guided called me funny as hell. Yes, I love sports. I do. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I am a Phoenix Suns fan. Okay, thank you very much. Y'all go ahead and hate on me if you want to, but we'll be back next year. Yes, I do have a man with W Love. Is it We Love or W Love? Or W-L-U-V? How do you pronounce your name? I'm saying it wrong. Asking me. I'm actually engaged. So, yes, but just wonderful things that are happening. And you're a Laker fan. Oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. W-L-U-V Radio. Okay, I got you. Golga 14, you like football. Well, do your thing. Do your thizzle. I don't really know too much about football. I mean, I'll watch it. You know, it's great for social events. I'll say that much, you know. So, anyway, what time do the Lakers play? Oh, you being dirty, huh? Self-guided. Look at you. You guys are hilarious. I love you guys in my chat. This is going to be just an awesome show. Oh, before I forget, I do have some callers on the line, but what I'm going to do, I got to play this new Beyonce song. The premiere video was last night. You know, I had to check it out. As soon as I got home from my son's performance, I ran onto YouTube, and I had to check it out because, you know, I'm a B fan. I love Beyonce. I'm sorry for those of y'all who don't like Beyonce, but I do. That's my girl. And so, I was excited, and I couldn't wait. I got the video on, and I was like, oh, she brought it. She brought it. I liked it. But once again, you know, we have our negative Nellies. You can't make everybody happy. But somebody looked at the video, and if you read the comments, you know, they were saying this is her worst song ever, and, oh, this sounds horrible. I'm going to be totally honest. When I first heard the song, I was like, oh, I don't know. It didn't really grab me. You know what I'm saying? And just like there was a few others. If I Were a Boy, I didn't care for that one too much. You know, it was just a few things. I understand she's reaching out. You know, she wants to have a diversity when it comes to fans and you know what I mean, reaching a different genres and whatnot. That's cool. But I love B, and I felt like that video was banging to me. You know what I mean? I loved her wardrobe. I love the fact she had. Maybe is that because I'm a female? Is that what's going on? Lady Navia, can you help me out in the chat room? Did you like it or what? I thought it was cool. I know y'all saying she a male basher and all this, that, and the third, but I liked it. You know what I mean? No, they showed her shopping with Arnold, but they blocked out her face, and she was not fat. Oh, okay, we're talking about the lady. Please, somebody send me a link. Let me know what it is. Please, I want to see what this woman looks like. BS, you don't like the show 2.5 Men. What are you talking about, Goga? BS, you don't like the show 2.5 What? What the mess are you talking about? The Lakers show or what the mess are y'all talking about? I have to scroll up and read. I'm trying to. Anyway, y'all feel me. Oh, is this the link right here? Okay, I got to see this. What is that you put in my chat room, self-guided? That's not the link to Arnold Schwarzenegger's lover. I just want to know what she looks like. Blackmenvent.com. They must have removed it because nothing's there. If you could please put that back in there for me. She was the bomb. Thank you, Lady Nevaeh. See, that's what I'm talking about. I love B. So I'm going to go ahead and bump it. I got a few minutes left. I got to go ahead and show B some love. But listen, it did take me a minute to get it. It really did because when I first actually heard it, I'm going to be totally honest. I was just like, I don't know about this. But, like, as time went on, you know, and I'm hearing it more and more, and I'm like, okay, it's growing on me. But listen, my son, you know, he's like a musical genius. He can tune into music, I'm telling you. He hears things I don't hear. And that's because he's been in band for over, what, 6-7 years now. But he said, Mom, this sounds like a marching band song. He's like, don't you hear the drums back there? I'm like, yeah, that's what's wrong with this song. It sounds like something that should be performed on a football field with a group of high schoolers. You know what I mean? But in the video, she brought it. It was cool. It was cute. You know, she had the females marching against the men in the army suits. You know what I mean? It was cool. But just like to jam in that, you know, to get up, I could work out to this song. All right? I just don't see me getting up and getting dressed and trying to get my swag on with this song. But anyway, it is what it is. The video was banging. Here it is, y'all. Beyonce, We Run This Well.
Yeah. back to business. Hey, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you do like me. If you pay me.
My equation can build a nation. In this power, now love we can devour. You'll do anything for me.
Interesting reviews in the chat box. We Love says, I don't know about it, not feeling it, but I understand trying to create a new sound. Lady Navea says, this sounds like a beat from India. Oh, wow. Let me know, what do y'all think? We have some anonymous guests that are coming through. You're unable to chat with us if you are a guest. You have to create a user account. It's complimentary. Please do so and lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. When you do that, it does have a marching band feel to it. I know, right? I didn't peep that till my son put me up on game. Let's see here. Golga 14, it was good, but I can't hear it anymore. Yeah, you caught the tail end of the song. But certainly you can go to YouTube and check it out. Tell me what you think in regards. Self-guided, you're sending me another picture. Is this the snap? Nope, they won't let me open that link either. So, self-guided, I hate that song. All right. Well, we got some strong opinions coming through with that Beyonce. It's still receiving mixed reviews. We only have one person in the chat that says they like it. It was Goga 14. All the anonymous guests. Wow, we just got a ton of guests that just came through. Thank you all for joining us today on Brown Sugar Radio. As mentioned previously, please create a user account. That's the only way you can join us here in the chat. All the listeners that are tuned in on the phone lines, thank you for joining us. We got Mr. Keys 126. I don't know if you're just calling to listen or not, but I'll certainly pick you up. If you're just calling to listen, let me know. Otherwise, tell us what you think about this Beyonce song. Mr. Keys, you're on the air live.
Hey, what's going on? This is LUV from Detroit. How you doing?
From Detroit. Oh, okay. What's happening? Did you say you hate the song?
I am not. I'm a musician and producer myself, and I am not feeling that. It is just... They tried to get me to play it on my radio show here in Detroit, and I said, yo, I am not feeling that.
Okay.
I don't know. I understand B trying to do something new, but B, I understand, Ma, but hey, stick with what you know. But I ain't digging it, B Sugar. I ain't feeling it.
I like B. I do, yeah. That's
what I like
thing.
B. But,
yeah.
B but B trying to do something, maybe she needs to go give Matthew a call.
Yeah, she did fire her daddy, didn't she?
That's why she sounds so different. So maybe she needs to get Matthew a call. He needs to get up off Juanita Bynum and get back to work. So, hey.
You know what I mean? You're a hot mess. This is a mess, though. I think that certainly I get the idea of creativity, and certainly she's trying to, you know, not sound the same, but oh my Lord, I don't know. I it's growing on me, but it's not something, like I said, that I would go out and buy. You know what I mean? If it's on, and I visualize, like you said, and my son said, I can see the marching band out there working it out with them drums.
You'll see Grambling or Southern playing it for the classic, Bayou Classic in November next month. You'll be seeing them playing that, believe me, I guarantee you. One of the marching bands down there will be playing that. But, yo, Ramon in Detroit, WLUV Radio, I ain't feeling it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your opinion here. I got to go ahead and wrap up the show, hon. All right, thank you. All right, so that is, you know, it's funny because I want to read these remarks in this chat box. She is brainwashing kids. Everyone knows I am anti-feminist. Oh, no, Brown, no more 30-minute shows. Go 2 hours, you the bomb. I am following you now on Twitter. This beat is designed to hook kids. So I've got it. What you mean, like a voodoo spell, or like, you know, that little snake that come out the body? It's a military beat. Oh, wow. Y'all killing it in the chat. Well, I just have to say that, you know, I appreciate each and every one of you. My show has come to a wrap. And, yes, I'll do longer shows. It's just my schedule is so busy between my kids, my man, and school, and my radio show. I got so much stuff going on. I really ain't got the time to do two-hour shows like I used to. But I definitely want all of you to continue to tune in. Next Tuesday, we got Corey the Poet coming through. He's going to blow it out and make sure that, you know, you continue to please spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be there, be square, lock us in your favorites. Follow us on Twitter, Brown Sugar Radio, S-U-G-A. Also, I'm located on Facebook, Brown Sugar Radio fan page. All right, tune in. Well, let me go ahead and close out with a motivational quote that I always have. And the quote, and the quote that I have today is, never give up, always follow your dreams, and make your dreams become a reality. Just simple enough. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my